Good evening. This is Don Stone, pastor of the Helotes Independent Baptist Church, and I'm here to share the Word of God with you today, and I do trust that I can be a blessing and a help to you as I bring the message that the Lord has given. I'll be speaking to you today on the subject of a look at God. Our text will be found in the book of Psalms, Psalm 139, and we want to read all 24 verses of Psalm 139. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsetting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, it is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit, or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up to heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to Thee. For Thou hast possessed my reins, Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from Thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in Thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious are Thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them, if I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I shall still be, or I am still with Thee. Surely Thou wilt slay the wicked. O God, depart from me therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against Thee wickedly, and Thine enemies take Thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate Thee? And am not I grieved with them that rise up against Thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Now keep in mind that the thought is that we want to develop a look at God. Just to take a quick look at God. Psalm 139 is a tremendous psalm. It gives us a great insight about the person of God and what He's capable of doing and what He will do for us. David himself said in verse 17, how precious also are Thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. I mean, God is marvelously great and exceedingly high above all and sits solitary in the heavens, so there's not another like Him. And David will give us some insights here, and then He'll bring us to a place that we'll need to be. And that is, of course, trust in the Lord. I trust today that I'm speaking to believers, but I might be speaking to somebody that is not really a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You do not have that peace that passes all understanding, that keeps your heart and mind today. You might not be one that can give honest testimony of the witness of the presence of the Spirit of God as He bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And so you need this. And every person is going to need to know something of God and to know what God is capable of and how we really stand before Him and what He's going to look into in our lives. Now, I want to just give you some insights here that I believe will help you along the pilgrim's way. First of all, God knows David very well in verses 1 through 6. You might think that you know somebody, and after you have been around them, you have many times as husband and wife lived with that person, you find out that you really did not know them as well as you thought that you knew them. But God knows David, and certainly he knows us. In verse 1, David said that God had searched him. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Looked into the very depths of the heart, into the secret places in his life and in our life. He searched him and not left any corner unlooked into, if you please. And it brings us to the second thought under this main heading. He knows whenever we lay down and whenever we get up, in verse 2. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. You realize that God does not have to be close by to read your thoughts, know your thoughts, to understand your thoughts. And he points out that you know me when I lay down, you know me when I arise. He knows how you lay down. He knows with what convictions you lay down. He knows with what faith you will arise in the morning. My, this is a searching thought, how that God knows this individual that we know as King David, that sweet singer of Israel. And God knows you just as well today. He again understands his thoughts. That's what he said in verse 2. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Does not have to wait for David to speak to understand what he has to say, but he understands his thoughts. In verse 3, he's acquainted with all of his ways. Thou compassest my path, my lying down, and are acquainted with all of my ways. Any direction this man goes, any place that this man goes, God knows about him. And I might just take a moment and camp here and tell you that if you're listening to me and you're not convinced of the grace of God, not truly saved, God knows all about you. He's acquainted with all your ways. All things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. You're not going to hide anything from God. You're not going to be able to fool God in any fashion. But David said, you're acquainted with all my ways. You're well aware of what's going on in my life. And my listening friend today, saved or lost, God knows what's going on in your life. He knows his speech before it's spoken in verse 4 in this particular psalm. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. That's a very sobering thought, to think that God is able to tell us what we're going to say even before we say it. When a word's even on our tongue, before it's ever spoken, God's acquainted with it. He knows his speech before it's spoken. And this is more than David can really know and perceive and stand in verses 5 and 6. Again, let me read them for you. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. So we see then that God knows David very well. Then the second thing about knowing God and to look at God is that you can't get away from him. You can't go far enough, you can't go high enough, and you can't go low enough. Let me just share a few thoughts with you. You can't go high enough. David said, if I go up into heaven, behold, thou art there. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. And somebody might be listening and say, you mean that God would go into hell? It's nothing to God to go into hell. He created it. It's something for man to go there. It's a terrible place for a man to go, but hell has no effect upon God because he's the author of it. He created it. He had a particular purpose in mind when he created hell, and that was a place for the devil and his angels, but it does not affect God. But David said, I can't go there, and I can't go deep enough, I can't go high enough, and I can't get far enough. He said, if I go out into the isles of the sea, he said, you're still there. That gives us then a look at God of his omnipresence. I hope that will sober you enough to cause you to want to change your ways. He knows the light and he knows the darkness. Verse 12. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and light are both alike to thee. As we take this look at God, he knows you in the darkness and he knows you in the light. It makes no difference where you are. He knows you and is able to see you. Certainly, we find out that David even understood that he was known before he was made in verses 15 and 16. In 15, he said, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Now this ought to change the idea about abortion right off, to know that God knows every one of those babies, knows the intricate parts of that baby, even before they ever develop. God knows all the members are written. Be an interesting book, would it not, to behold that book that is before God. You can't even know all about God in verses 17 and 18. But that leads me now to the point I need to make. Right quick, before time's gone, David agrees with God in verses 18 through 22. In these verses, he points out that God's going to slay the wicked and that I'm in agreement with him, David said. He's going to judge the wicked and I'm not going to be a friend of the wicked. I don't want to be standing in that place with that one. So, because of this look at God, David's in agreement with him. And then he comes to a place that he would emphasize to us that you can honestly trust him in verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting. You can trust the Lord today to guide you, to search you, to make you know yourself, and that you might live for God if you know yourself.